I'd like to thank Rabbi Freeman for making himself available for us. Learning Mori Katan, it's not an easy task, but to have someone who's available to talk about dinyanim, halachos, shaylos of Chol HaMoed, right before Chol HaMoed, is a big success for us.
Thank you, Rabbi Kier. So essentially what I want to share with you are various psak and piskei halacha, which I have heard over the years. Primarily, I'd say the vast majority of them are psakim from Rav David Zucker Shlitas, the Rosh Kol in Chicago, who's also wrote a sefer in Hilchas Chol HaMoed many years ago, which was reprinted a number of years ago, updated and reprinted by Yad Scroll a few years ago. And that's the bulk of the psakim come from. I had Baruch Hashem the opportunity to discuss many shiles with him over the years in Chicago and over the phone since then. Some things are from Shmuel First, the Aguda Dayan from Chicago. If I don't say a name, you could assume it's from Rabbi Zucker. If I say anything incorrect, you could assume it's not from Rabbi Zucker or Rabbi First. So I want to just give a quick overview of some of the concepts and categories of malacha or questions of what is permissible, not permissible in Chol HaMoed. And then I try to divide up the shailas in categories of shailas that speak about heter, mutter, usser in each particular area. So in general, we know that the bechlal, whether or not malacha in Chol HaMoed is an issa d'oraisa and issa d'rabbanan, is machlokas rishonim. Either way, the rules seem to be pretty much the same, which is that a maleches hedyot, something that does not take a maisa uman, something that the average person could do, is mutter when it's l'tzorech hamoed, some tzorech hamoed that you have, whether it's a tzorech for food for the moed, certainly, or even it's a tzorech of just enjoying the moed in any way, or a tzorech for a mitzvah of the moed, any tzorech hamoed, you're allowed to do something which is a maleches hedyot, does not take a maisa uman. Something that does involve a ma'isa uman, the average person can't do. Now there is a shaila in the poskim as well as how do you define. It's not clear at all how do you define what is the cutoff point between ma'isa hedyot and ma'isa uman. Or for example, a big shaila about something which doesn't take any particular umnus in terms of that you have to be. You have to have, you know, good hands. You have to be able to train to do it. Simply, you have to learn what to do. And once you know what to do, so then anybody could do it. So that's a big shot on the post. Is that a ma'isum or not? Do we say it's a ma'isum because you have to sit? They bring from Abba Yashiv. If you have to sit down and learn what to do, then it's a ma'isum. Whereas others say no, ma'isum means that you have to be skilled with your hands. And something that anybody could do, if you just tell them, somebody walks you through it, anybody could do it. You don't have to be skilled. You just have to know what to do. Others say that's not a ma'isuman. So that's, and in general, even if we'll get to something that involves a degree of skill, the question is at what point does it change from ma'isa hedyot to ma'isuman? So that's always going to be, or many times that'll be a variable in the shailas. But when we're dealing with ma'isuman, the rule is that it's not mutter, even l'tzarach hamoed. You're not allowed to do a malacha.
In the first way, that you have to just be taught, right, how to do that. I mean, you have to be taught how to put on your pants at some point in your life. So where does that...
So obviously we're talking about something that an adult... I think most adults would probably figure that out, even if they were never taught that. But things that, you know, obviously it involves some... It involves training, not the training of, you know, no, careful, try again, no, but the training of read what to do, like some say car repairs, things like that. Which the average person is not going to just figure out, look at a car and say, oh, that's obvious. If you want to, you know, change the brakes, this is what you do. No, you're not. Somebody has to tell you, you know, what to loosen and what to tighten. So Malach Lumi says, usr, even l'tzarech hamoed, it's going to be mutter when it's to prevent a davar ha'aved. Meaning, a davar ha'aved typically means a financial loss, that if you don't fix this, meaning certain types of home repairs, for example, that it takes an uman, takes a skilled professional, in all the senses, he has to be a skilled professional to fix it, but if it doesn't get fixed, it's going to continue to deteriorate and decay over Chol HaMoed, and by the time he gets to an Isru Chag, the job is going to be twice as big a job, twice as expensive, et cetera, because it's in this a stage of of decay and deterioration. So that's considered a davar ha'aved to fix it now. Or a davar ha'aved sometimes will mean that if I don't do it now, I'm going to be missing something very basic for the yontif of Chol HaMoed. Like, just to give an example, might be that if a person doesn't have a proper begadim for yontif, he maybe had one suit, his only suit got ripped in a way that it's not wearable. It's not wearable at all. Or either he needs a ma'isa uman to fix it, a professional seamstress to fix it, or a tailor to fix it, or he would have to do, buy another suit and also do a ma'isa uman on it to make it wearable. So that if he has mamish, nothing suitable, he does not have even weekday clothes which he can get by with, either because his weekday clothes are simply not suitable for yontif, clearly, or maybe he went out of town and he didn't bring his weekday clothes, and assuming he can't buy something, or buy something which again doesn't involve my suma to fix it. So that would be also an example, just being generalizing that, but that would be an example of a davar ha'aved to have to go through yontif looking like you're like it's a weekday. That's considered a davar ha'aved, not having the proper tzrachim for yontif. So davar aved is matter even ma'isa uman, and even al day Yisrael, if it's possible to get a guy to do it, it's a ma'ila, you should get a guy to do it. But if not, a yid could do it, and even if another yid, I mean, if I have the need, I'm allowed to ask another yid is allowed to do it, even though for him it's not davar aved, but for me it's davar aved, so he's allowed to do it for me as well. That's when it comes to basic malachas. Now malachas ochel nefesh has a special hetter that you're allowed to do ma'isa uman as well. Even though it's not the davar aved necessarily, but tzarech hamoy. If it's tzarech hamoy to do ma'isa uman to repair, for example, and we'll see some examples soon, Hashem, kalim that are necessary for food preparation, basic food preparation, so that would go into the geder of, that would be a heter, even by ma'isa uman mutter, because it's tzarech ochel nefesh. Now, besides malacha, there's also, well, before I move on, when malacha is usher, typically it's usher even al yedei akum. Certainly, if you hold the malachas Chol HaMoed is in the Sederaisa, so then you're not allowed to have a goy is in Isser Emir la'akum, like by any Isser Deraisa, like just like by Isser Shabbos, and you can't have a goy doing Isser Deraisa according to Rove of Rishonim. There is a Shitas Bal Ha'itter that for a Dvar Mitzvah, you can have a goy do even a Malacha Deraisa, which we rely on sometimes, the Mashal for a Mitzvah the Rabbin. So here there's a discussion also that perhaps sometimes you could be Samech on the Shita of Bal Ha'itter to have a goy do even a Malacha Gemura for Chol HaMoed, because, number one, Malachas Chol HaMoed might be Derabbanan. If it's Derabbanan, it's a Shvus to Shvus, which it has a lot more Heterim. It's still not Mutter, as a blanket rule, but Shvus to Shvus is Mutter when it's various forms of Tzrachim, as we know even on Shabbos. So certain times, there are certain times when it's a Shail of something, of doing something on Chol HaMoed with a big Tzarech, where it's not enough of a Tzarech, though, to be Matar Yedei Yisrael, sometimes it'll be Matar Yedei Akum, because, again, either Maybe it's only Drabbanan to begin with, and even if it's Daraisa, there is the Shita of the Bala Itter that even when assuming it's the Tzarech Mitzvah, certainly the Tzarech Mitzvah of the Yom, so even the Bala Itter holds even Daraisa's Mutar Yedei Akum. So sometimes the Poskim will rely on that, or they'll be Mitzarif that to some of the cases, as I said, where it's not black and white. Is this a Dover of it, not Dover of it, is a Maisa Uman, not a Maisa Uman? Sometimes it'll be Mitzarif that if you do it Ayedei Akum. We'll see soon also, and when we get to the examples, when you are doing a malacha for let's say for someone else, let's say even a malacha's hedyot, l'tzarech ha'moed, are you allowed to be paid? When could you be paid? When can't you be paid for it? Okay, now there's another category of mekuch u'memkar. Mekuch u'memkar is also usur on Chol HaMoed if it's not l'tzarech ha'moed. You're not allowed to do shopping, buying or selling when it's not l'tzarech ha'moed, meaning either it's l'tzarech achar ha'moed, for example, shopping, you're not allowed to go shopping on Chol HaMoed to buy food for after yontif, and or certainly clothing or anything like that for after yontif, you're not allowed to buy it. It's not the tzarech ha'moed, or if it's just mekuch memkar for money. In other words, you're selling, buying, or selling for parnasa. That's also not mutter on the moed, on Chol HaMoed. It's mekuch memkar. That's called also shalom tzarech ha'moed. Putting aside a poel shein l'mal yochal or a businessman, person doesn't have food mamish for yontif. He mamish needs the money to put bread or matzah on his table for yontif. That's a different category. We're not going to talk much about that category. That's hopefully maybe you'll touch on one of Shiloh that touches on that, but b'derech chal that's not Hashem, that's not our situation. We're talking about a person who it's his parnasa. He buys and sells whatever it may be. So that's also not going to be mutter on b'derech chal. That's not going to be mutter on chol hamoed. And then there's also a consideration of tircha. Sometimes even if something might be mutter, it's a maisa hedjot, and it's a tzarech hamoed, but if it's a tircha yisera, there's also that category that you can't do something tircha yisera. Again, go define that exactly, and you'll win the equivalent in Torah as a Nobel Prize. What's called tircha yisera, that, you know, what's the cutoff line? But you know, sometimes things that are clearly seem to fit into that category will be us for that reason. Okay, so those are the general categories, and so let's try to go through some of the shilas now that I have here, and see if that they'll help clarify and explain and understand the yesodas. Correct. They wouldn't be allowed to do that either, unless you have a specific heter. Now, I should mention that I mentioned Dovra Avid is a heter by Malacha, so it's certainly a heter by Mekuch Memkar too. And many posts can say that includes if something is a sale now. Well, certainly something's only available now. Right? So it's only available now, and you need it for after Yontif, and not likely that you're going to be able to find it afterwards, so that's Bechal Dovra Avid. Or even if it's the price is something that's going to change afterwards. So, or the famous example is the family that's they're out of town by their parents for Yontif, and anything they buy now is on Mami and Tati. Where if I buy the same, I go back tomorrow, Isuchag, I'm back in town, all of a sudden the price went from zero to 100. So,
why are the Mami and Tati allowed to buy it?
They could close the house.
That explains why I could buy it on their credit card, but why can they buy it?
Well, you're buying it, you're just paying for it.
Yeah, but if they, you know, if the Bubby and Zadie take the grandchildren shopping to the store for Avikoman presents that are going to be used after Pesach, let's say they can't buy that because it's not for them.
Well, first of all, many African parents probably have a tzarech hamoed, probably have immediate.
Let's say they're buying it online.
Yeah. Okay. So if they're buying it, if the child has the opportunity to buy it now for free, how? By having his father punch in his credit card number, then he's allowed. I'm allowed to do it for you because otherwise they're fine. Assuming I'm not going to do it, you know, the Zaydi's not going to do it after. Yeah.
But.
You mean,
I don't need a suit after, certainly not.
I mean, so do the same searching after Yontif and find it on sale afterwards. No, certainly they're not recommending that a person go out of his way and look for situations like this.
There's deals all the time on the computer.
Okay, so yeah, I'm thinking about a case where they're not going to pay. They're only going to pay for it now.
Clear. But okay. A lot of times you'll get an update that this specific item happened to drop 30%.
So. Then you have to use your hashara if it's something that you say is available quite often. I don't dafka need it the week after Yontif. I'm not desperate for a suit. I need a suit in the next couple of months. I need a new suit, and it's very likely that I'll find the sale afterwards. Then in Chanami. Just on this topic, I did was one psak that Zuka said b'shem Rabbi Yaakov Zatzal is in terms of buying things tzarech hamoed. Let's say you have an opportunity. You want to buy something. You don't really need it now at all. But you'll put it on. I'll put it on now during Chol HaMoed, during Yontif, in order. I'm buying it for later. It's not even going to be a Shabbos suit, a Yontif suit. It's going to be a weekday suit. But I can wear it on Shabbos. Nobody would flinch when they saw me wearing the suit. So I'll buy it now, leaving out the tailoring and stuff. Let's just talk about the purchase, and I'll put it on. So Rabbi Yaakov said, if you to do it just in that way, where it b'chol doesn't enhance your Yontif, but you have another brand new suit that you're waiting to wear, and oh, I'll buy this one, and I'll wear it, that you can't do. But if it enhances your Yontif, I don't have a new suit, I'm wearing an older suit. If I buy this, I don't really need it for Yontif, my old suit is fine, but I'll feel very good. I will definitely enjoy wearing a new suit the last days of Yontif. He said, then that's mutter. Then you're allowed to buy it, the tzarech hamoed, even though you wouldn't buy it if it was just for the moed. You're really buying it for afterwards, but if it really does enhance your moed, then that's called tzarech hamoed. As opposed to when, as I said, it doesn't, because I have another new suit in the closet, and it's not going to enhance my moed at all to wear it. I'm just going to wear it in order to be, you know, as a heter. Says that then it's not a heter. That's what Rabbi Yaakov said.
Okay. If
it's a sale, which is, you know, assuming it's a sale that you can't get afterwards, then that's why the guy's in good financial standing, because he stopped all the sales. I mean, it used to be the area. Now it's not true anymore, but that used to be the reason. Okay.
Buying things automatically, like if you have a setup online, you have a trigger to buy stocks at a certain price point,
If you're not involved at all, that's fine. It's fine. I mean, technically, even on Shabbos, if things are set up from beforehand and you're not doing anything, your computer is buying stuff, there's no Isser Shvi'is Kalim on Chol HaMoed as there isn't on Shabbos. So if your things are happening by themselves, it's okay. Okay, so let's start with this Shaila. Shaila Gabe, in Yadim of Mekuch Memkar. Shaila was asked by somebody who, a Ben Torah, who does magic shows. Now, not getting into the Shaila of magic per se. I'm sure he went through that, and he's doing permissible magic. So he does magic shows. So he was asked, this was during the COVID season, he was asked to do a job on Chol HaMoed, to do a show over Zoom. It could have been in person too, but the particular Shaila was he was asked to do a magic show over Zoom, and he's allowed to do that and be paid for it. That's how he earns some money. Is he allowed to be paid for such a thing on Chol HaMoed? And I guess you could ask, is he allowed to do it as well with the malach on the Zoom, etc.? So I asked Rav Zucker, so he said he certainly is, because he said one is allowed to be paid for providing a service which is not malacha. I'm doing something for Litzorech HaMoed for somebody, not malacha. I'm doing something for me, it would be Mekuch Memka per se, but since it's Litzorech HaMoed for that person, they want to have a magic show for their kids or for their whatever, for whatever it is, they're allowed to do that, so I'm allowed to provide it, I'm allowed to be paid for it. What I'm not allowed to be paid for is to do malacha. Even if the malach is Litzorech HaMoed, like the person needs a small job done on his car, let's say it's a non-professional repair, but which I could do, or whatever it is in the house, something which they can't do it, they need me to do it. It's not a malach zuman, it's really a malach hedyot, but it's a malacha. So even Litzorech HaMoed, so that I'm allowed to do for them, Litzorech HaMoed, but that I can't take money for. So there's no isser of schar Shabbos, no schar moed in this way on Chol HaMoed. But there is an issa to be paid for malacha. So he said to be paid to do the show is okay. And even though he has to operate the Zoom and everything, he says they're not paying him for that. They're paying him for his magic skills and his talents. And so the fact that he has to do it, so the essence fact that he has to operate the Zoom is no problem. That's Litzorech HaMoed for this family. And anyway, that's a davar kala, malacha kala, ma'od is not us, or just parenthetically in that respect, he once said b'shem Rav Yaakov, so that. He said they asked when they were writing the Chol HaMoed Sefer, they asked Rabbi Yaakov, if a person is leaving a room on Chol HaMoed, are you allowed to shut the lights? Or do we say, no, it's not Litzorech HaMoed to shut the light? A number of it. Okay, so maybe it's a family that they're not even so makbid on, half the time the lights are burning, or they're coming back soon. You're allowed to shut, but normally you shut the lights. You're allowed to shut the lights. So he said, Rabbi Yaakov, he didn't even understand the Shaila. He said, what do you mean? How do you leave a room without shutting the light? It's like, you know, it's just like, But anyway, malacha kala like that, or you'll forgive me, but people to use toilet paper on Chol HaMoed rather than you have tissue, you have cut paper. You could cut paper, and you maybe have cut paper from before. So what's that? That's malacha kala mo, just to do that form of kareya on Chol HaMoed is not an issue. That's la halacha, and there are taka those that are makbid on that. But la halacha, that's mutter to do. So he said operating the Zoom is not an issue, and it's not even an issue. It's not called as being paid for that. But at the same token, if he had to drive, if he was doing it in person, and he had to drive to the location to give the show, he'd be allowed to, and to drive there, and he'd be allowed to be paid for the show. And even though he's charging extra for that, so he says, Lamaisa, it costs gas. Gas is an expense, so he's allowed to be reimbursed for his gas. So once he be reimbursed for his gas, he could charge. Let's say they wanted to drive out to Boca Raton to give a show, or to wherever to give a show. And he has to add on an extra cost for traveling. So once he charges for gas, he's allowed to charge a fee that covers his tircha. Let's call it for the driving as well. Another shaila, on the other hand, was a woman who's a physical therapist or occupational therapist, and she has non-Jewish clients. The question was, could she do her umnus, or whatever, could she do her job on Chol HaMoed? There's no malacha involved. She's not doing any malacha. She's doing occupational therapy, physical therapy. Could she do it? So the particular case I wrote, to cancel all the appointments for the week would be a significant loss of revenue, about $750. But she wouldn't lose any clients. Nobody's going to say, oh, if you're not available this week, that's it, I'm finding somebody else. If that would be the case, that's already going to cover her of it. You have a client already. Who and they're going to go elsewhere, and then you're going to lose the business for after Chol HaMoed. That's always the rule in Davar Aved, like Mekuch Memkar. If your boss tells you that if you don't come in this week, I'm not going to pay you for this week. Okay, so that's not Davar Aved. That's the chi. You're not allowed to be there. You're not allowed to work on Chol HaMoed. So you're not allowed to be. So the fact that you lose the revenue for that week is not called Davar Aved. But if he says if you don't work this week, I'm not going to pay you for next week. Lamashal, the case where he said, if you're not going to come in this week, I have to hire somebody to cover you, and I can't hire for somebody for less than 2 weeks. So if you take off this week, fine, but you have to take off next week too. Come back in 3 weeks. So then that's mutter. You mutter to work on Chol HaMoed, because I'm not mukhiv to lose money after. That's called davar avid. If I lose even one day's work, I had another case here. Maybe I'll find a better case where a person was going to. She was leaving a place. She was just working to the end of April, and then she was leaving, and they knew already. So it was Nogea. There were 2 days in Chol HaMoed when they wanted her to come in, and then afterward there would be 2 days in the following week, and then that's it. She was no longer working the place. But they told her, if you don't come in Chol HaMoed, then we'll say goodbye now. We don't need you to come in, take off now, and come in next week for work for 2 days. If she comes in the 2 days Chol HaMoed, then they'll allow her to work the 2 days in the following week, the end of the month. Otherwise not. So that's also mutter to do, because if she's not going to work on these 2 days in Chol HaMoed, then she's going to lose the her employment in the following week on those 2 days. So then that would be mutter to do. Okay. So getting back to this.
No. Say if it's $1 million that you're going to lose for that week's, you have a really good job.
Unless it's a it's not, that's not called Davarave. It's not defined as Davarave. Maybe you have to scrounge around for some other Heter, but that's not called Davarave. If it's just not paying you for that week.
I'm saying why, if you, let's say somebody would make, let's say $750 or $1,000 a week, let's say a person would take that money and instead he would put it away. He's not even going to spend it. He would take the money, put it away, 10 years later, now it could pay for bar mitzvah.
Okay, but loss of revenue for not working Chol HaMoed is not, Chazal did not classify as Ovid. That has to be.
It's still future loss, but it's not a loss.
No, okay. You know,
I was talking before about Malacha Kala, by the toilet paper, by the, let's say it was more than Malacha Kala, wouldn't it still be mutter? Because it's still not Tirchi as Eretz. It's
yeah,
not, it's
still, I mean, in that particular case with the Zoom.
Toilet paper will turn off the light. They're not specified that the reason is mutter.
No, but there's no Tzarech HaMoed. If I have a box of tissues right here, if it was Shabbos, I just take a tissue. So why am I ripping this toilet paper? It's not Tzarech HaMoed. Right, it's not Tzarech HaMoed. Right. Okay. Okay. So.
Just going to create ill will. The boss is going to be annoyed, but it's not going to be an uncomfortable situation.
If you don't anticipate that you're going to lose your job, or you're going to lose lose some standing in the company or anything, you're going to lose anything other than the smile. I don't think that would. I mean, obviously, in all these shilas, when it comes up, a person can ask a reliable place with the different various factors, but that fact alone, I don't think would do it. So let's get back to this woman. So she wanted to know, could she do her therapy during Chol HaMoed? So and remember, the clients were non-Jews. So Rav Zucka said that it's not mutter, unless she needs the money for Yontif itself. Otherwise, it's not mutter because of this of Mekuch HaMemkar. He said if the clients would be Yidden, if they would be Jewish clients, then it would be mutter because it's all Tzarchei Refuah, a mutter, a Jew that needs therapy on Chol HaMoed is allowed to go for physical or occupational therapy or whatever it may be on Chol HaMoed. They're allowed to go for that, and Memela, I'm allowed to provide it for them. And it's not. I'm not doing malacha, so I can be paid. I can be paid for it because I'm not. It's not called malacha. It's just called providing something which is a tzarech HaMoed. This is even called tzarechei haguf, so it's even a higher madrega for the person that needs it. So if it be Jewish clients, then she could do it and she could be paid. But if it's non-Jewish clients, then you don't have a heter, even though they're allowed to get therapy on Chol HaMoed, but you don't have a heter to provide them the therapy on Chol HaMoed be'etzem and memela als mekuch memkar. If you want to do it for free. For some reason, that might be the bit story. If you feel of enough of a tzarech to do it for free, but to be paid for it would not be mutter. That would be an isser of mekuch memkar on the moed.
Well, no,
but what are you being paid for? No, it's not.
Yeah. When it comes to the isser of credit card and these type of things, those are that you don't have actual transfer of mammon to be able to be classified as a malacha deraisa.
Yep. But no, it would be malach. I mean, it's right. But if I'm buying it, even if I owe, it's like I buy it on credit. That doesn't help. If I owe you the money for this, you're not giving it to me for free. You're selling it to me. So the fact that I'm paying you later, or the fact I'm doing the service and you're paying me for the service, I'm not doing the service for free. I expect to be paid. Most people are paid later, but that wouldn't help.
You know, a case of a magician, if his actual show involved malacha, like with a computerized show, that would be a problem.
Well, no. Again, if it's a tzarech HaMoed, if it's malachas hedyot, and tzarech HaMoed, it's not. And certainly if it's a malacha, it's called it. But even if it's a malacha, more involved malacha, but it's malacha's hedjah, that would still be.
Where is that line there from? Like putting on a concert. There's it's not malacha's hedjah, it's putting on a concert. There's tons of malacha going on there. It takes professionals to do that. So is allowed to have a concert then?
It takes professionals what to set up the whatever, the sound stuff and lighting and everything.
Playing
instruments is Mutter, yeah, on Chalmoy.
Sound system, lights, machines.
He's saying involves Meleches Uman to do that. Involves Meleches Uman, so Tzor Chalmoy would not be a heter. So what's the heter? What's that? I'll have to think about that one. Is it a concert here?
Unlimited.
Okay, we'll have to think about that. Another two shiles in here. Somebody asked about showing a real estate agent wants to know if he could show a property. A prospective buyer or renter wants to see the property, Jew, non-Jew, whatever it is. He wants to see the property in Chol HaMoed. He's allowed to show the property. So originally, and the way he phrased the question, also, if he tells the customer he's not available for another week, it's most likely that they'll find themselves another agent, and he'll lose this, you know, this possible deal. So that Rav David Zucker said it's you don't need that last factor. It's mutter, because that's not mekuch memkar. That's just daber dover. Nobody's paying him to show the property. Eventually, if he makes the sale or he makes the rental, he'll get paid. But he's getting not getting paid for showing the property. He's getting paid for closing a deal. To close the deal in Chol HaMoed, you can't do unless any other heterim involved. But if it's him to close a deal, to rent something to someone, to sell something to someone, that's Issa Mekach Mem. But to show him the property, he says that's just Dabar Dover. There is no Issa Dabar Dover in Chol HaMoed. On Shabbos and Yantav, this is Dabar Dover. But in Chol HaMoed, there's no Issa Dabar Dover. So he said that would be mutter, even if the client could wait till next week. Now, of course, in all these things, if the client can wait till next week, of course, there's an Indian of cover the moed. Don't go ahead and spend your Chol HaMoed showing properties when it could be done afterwards. But assuming leaving out that fact, he's not spending his whole Chol HaMoed that way. He's just on the way to wherever the trip. He's stopping off at a property over there and spending 45 minutes showing a person the property. That would be mutter to do. And by the same token, he said another situation where a person is a software salesman, and most of his work is telephone calls. He could take numerous phone calls with a company till he closes a deal to get them to convince them that the product that they have is kedai for him, and to go through all his shilas. And sometimes there are meetings on the phone when they have to get their whole team together to see and to discuss it with him, etc. So this particular case, the person had planned not to have any such meetings on Chol HaMoed, but his boss planned one with a new client, and he slotted it for him. He could have given it to a different guy in the company, but he slotted it for him. Okay, we'll give you this one. You could have this. And it came out of Chol HaMoed. The shaila was, could he take it? Or does he tell his boss that, no, find somebody else, and he'll lose the possibility of the deal. So I first was thinking in terms of...
Paid for the meeting?
Sorry? No, not paid for the meeting.
Why is it not that?
Exactly. That's what I'm just bringing up. Originally, I was thinking in terms of Dover Aved. Do we look at it? What's the chance that by giving this up, he's giving up a real potential, a big deal? But he said nothing to do with that. He said it's mutter anyway, because it's just Dover Dover. He's not being paid anything for this. He said he can't. And he said even to make other phone calls and ongoing customers would be okay. Even to initiate the phone call would be okay. By the way, in terms of phone call, again, in parentheses, they asked Rabbi Yaakov. And don't take this wrong, but they asked Rabbi Yaakov, is it mutter to make a phone call on Chol HaMoed? And Rabbi Yaakov's response, again, don't take this wrong. Rabbi Yaakov's response, he says, is I'm not sure why it's usher on Shabbos. So, meaning whatever that means exactly. But, what is that? Okay, of course, anyway, so he said he could even make phone calls. Now, here he said, avada, the person should not be spending his entire Chol HaMoed, working. Even though it's not called working in Chol HaMoed terms, in terms of Issa v'Heter, but avad that's a zilzul hamoed and a bitul simchas hamoed to spend, even if he wouldn't have a family that's tugging on him to take them places, but that would be a zilzul hamoed to spend your whole time doing that. But there's no Issa per se in any particular phone call or any particular deal that he has to do. It would be mutter alst. That's simply daber daber, and there's no Issa daber daber. Okay. Let's move on to another category. So let's look at some of the cases that came up of Shilas of Dover Havi. By the way, there might be some people in this room that asked these Shilas, but everything, any resemblance to any real case is purely coincidental. It's irrelevant. I don't think there's any, besides I'm not going to mention any names, but there's nothing, I don't think there's anything at all embarrassing. But I just noticed the Shilas, I believe the person is sitting here. The case was that they were in the middle of a major plumbing job in their home, a lot of digging up in the front lawn. Some of it was done before Yontif. and a lot of it was done, but came Yontif and things were not good. It was not working still, according to my notes. If you want, you can correct me if I got it wrong. But there was only one basic kisei that was working, and it was actually in the master bedroom, which means that everybody, including the guests, are going to have to trap through the master bedroom to get to the basic kisei if they don't do something else. The shower situation wasn't great, et cetera, et cetera. So they called the people there of Yontif, and he said they couldn't make it till Yontif, or you can tell I can't have you come Yontif. Chalamoid, they're available Chalamoid. They're not available before Chalamoid. So you could get another company to come. You get another company to come. That means you have to pay. This company has a responsibility. The work they did was incomplete, insufficient. It's not, things are still not working properly. So it's not going to cost you. Or maybe they'll charge something. But you know, to hire another company, you're starting from scratch. It's going to be a major expense. So the question is, could they have them come on Chalamoid? Now here we're talking about Maisa Uman Mamish, the plumbing work which can involve real Maisa Uman. So. So Rav David Zucker said it's mutter to do that because this is called tzarchei haguf, to have proper plumbing facilities in your home, tzarchei haguf, and therefore it's be'etzim it's mutter. You can call another company. So to call another company would be davar ha'avi. Now here, though, we have to say a major caveat, which I didn't write down here, but I wrote a number of places, and I'm pretty sure it applies here too. And that is, when it comes to malacha, on Chalamoid, being matured to someone to do malacha, because davar ave, meaning because the etzim zach is not davar ave, but if I wait till after yontif, it'll cost much more. In other words, let's say it wouldn't be tzarchei haguf here, but the company that I hired is going out of business. Obviously, they don't do such a good job. They're going out of business. But if this week, if they can come a Chalamoid, they're still working, and they'll come and they'll try to fix my plumbing. If I wait till next week, that's it. They're out of business, and I'll have to hire another company. So, and it'll cost me more. It'll cost me obviously more. So that the Chayad holds that's not called davar avi, because he holds if you're paying for a service and you're getting your money's worth, that's not davar avi. I could get it cheaper. You get it cheaper, but as long as what you're paying for legabe malacha, I'm not talking about legabe mekuch memka. Legabe to be davar avi, to be mata malacha, it has to be like a case I gave before, that if I don't do the malacha now, it's going to get worse. It's going to deteriorate, and it's going to be twice as much malacha or more malacha. I'm going to have to hire him to do a bigger job, and it's going to cost more. But right now, that malacha doesn't exist. Do it now. Patch up the hole in my roof now, and it won't be twice as big when it comes, or it won't ruin the carpet, and it won't, et cetera, like that. But if it's just that you'll charge me more next week because I have to hire a different company or whatever it is, you have a sale through this week. So the Chayyim says that's not called davar avi because you're getting your money's worth. You're getting your money's worth. You can get it cheaper now, but that's a fair price. Others are chaylik, but as they said, it's right to be machmir like the Chayyim, but sometimes it's mitzarif the other sheet is also with other tzerufim. So here I'm assuming here, first of all, he's matur because he said it's tzarchei haguf. It's not stam davar avid. He did add the tzarchei davar avid, but I assume he means like the cholkim and the chayadim, because the like the chayadim, it wouldn't be called a davar avid, because you'll be getting your money's worth next week. It's just going to cost you a lot more. Okay. Because for Mekach HaMemka, we have Mekach HaMemka is much easier. That's for sure not Nisra D'Raisa. Malacha might be Nisra D'Raisa, but Mekach HaMemka is not. It's Nisra D'Rabbanon. So the definition of Avid is broader. That's the idea. Okay. We had a Shaila here where there was a newly opened yeshiva for a specialized type of yeshiva, and they had to shut down because of certain technical problems with their plant, with their facility, I should say, and they needed to get certain work done, and they had to be approved by the authorities, etc., etc. So it's Chalamoid now, and there's one thing that's left to be done. They basically got a green light for just about everything, except for one thing has to be done, and then they have to need an inspection. If they don't do a Chalamoid, if they don't hire someone to do a Chalamoid, and do it afterwards, the yeshiva is for sure going to have to be closed for at least a day or two afterwards, when the school year starts again. And so yeshiva, think about yeshiva, So Rav David Zucker said that's for sure. To have to close the yeshiva after Yontif is called a davar avid, and it's mutter. Of course, he says, of course you get a guy to do it, because whenever you can get this type of work, you can get a guy to do. So you should get a guy to do it, and it's definitely done betzina, as much as possible done betzina. But lemaisa be'etzim, he said that's called a davar avid, and it'll be mutter to do it. Well, again, so you mean, if you said income of that week is not aveid, for next week it is aveid. So you're saying? Yes, if you don't come into work, let's say they penalize you, you have to pay $25 every day you don't come into work.
The Rebbe was talking about before that this carpet's going to get ruined. So that's worse than if I could have made money, but I'm not going to make money. As
right, yes, that's for sure, that Rebbe. If the carpet's going to leak and the carpet's going to get ruined, yes, that's for sure, that Rebbe. So it reminds me, I had another shot, I put it by a different category, but let's now, the case where somebody was unfortunately lost a relative right before Yontif, the Levaya was Erev Yontif, which means it was not Erev Yontif, the Levaya was Chalamoid, the Pira was Erev Yontif, the Levaya was Chalamoid, which means the Shiva was pushed off till Chalamoid. And they had, there was a hole in the roof, or in the ceiling of their house, which they'd just been pushing off, fixing up, because unfortunately there was a person, a chola, you know, a very serious chola in the house, so everything was focused on that, not on the hole in the ceiling. But and there was a question of damage. It's a question now they're going to comes after the Yontif, and the people are going to be coming streaming through the house, Menachem Avil, and it looks pretty not too balabatish, as they would say, to have this hole in the ceiling. Question was, could they hire somebody on Chol HaMoed to fix it? And if not, could they hire somebody to fix it Motzai Yontif? You know, what's the Shalom Motzai Yontif? Shalom Kosin Avil is not supposed to have Malacha done in his house either. So the question is, would it be mutter to do that? So the psak there was that it would not be mutter to do it on Chol HaMoed. It's not Be'etzem HaDavar, particularly because it could be done. They could get someone to do it. It's not the biggest job in the world. They could get someone to do it, Motzai Yontif, especially Mestama under those circumstances. They'll find a Mestama Yid in the community who knows this Malacha. Well, even if he weren't normally working Motzai Pesach, he's busy working for his wife, but maybe, anyway, he'd prefer to do that anyway, maybe. But whatever it may be. So he said, the psak was he should not do it on Chol HaMoed. There were no Het Be'etzem for Chol HaMoed. It was Malacha Zuma, but to involve plastering and painting, but to do it Motzai Yontif is Matir, else the Els Kavod HaBrius, not to have to have... have it there when the many people are coming to the house then. Okay, so now getting back to Batsim. So this is Shiloh from many years ago. As you see, it was a question of fixing a phone line. This is once upon a time when there was phone lines and there was no such thing as cell phones or anything. And the person needed a technician and a Meritech serviceman to come and repair the phone line. It could be done afterwards, but then she'll have to take off from work. Meaning she's a single woman and she has to be home. She has to be home for, when the guy's there. And the question is, Chol HaMoed, she's home. She's not working Chol HaMoed. Could she have him come Chol HaMoed and fix the phone line, or could she not? So, his heir, the Zuka, said that, okay, like you're thinking, right? It would be a davar avid be'etzem to have to take over a day of work after Yontif to miss work and not be paid. Be docked from pay after would be considered avid, even if you're not going to lose your job, you're just going to lose that day's pay. And on that basis, he wanted to be matir. One second. Yeah, there were a few others as far as my original. First, so he felt anyway that a phone is a basic, again, there were no cell phones, it's a basic from Tzarchei Achayim, especially a single person living alone. She wasn't particularly elderly or anything or ill, but it's not safe to live alone and without a phone. It's considered a basic Tzarchei Achayim, and he felt this anyway mutter. He didn't feel that such a davar avi was such a svar. He said, "You'll get someone else. You can't find someone else to let the guy in and stay there while he does the work." He wasn't so impressed by that svar, but he felt his mutter on Chol HaMoed anyway. Also, the fact that it's a basic tzarchei chayim to have a functioning phone. Don't ain't lil mikan to have your cell phone fixed on Chol HaMoed. You ask your own shaila if it comes up. But that was the particular case that came up there. Now, a more maybe general shaila, somebody asked. What time are we supposed to go to? 9:30. Okay. So should we just go to our other categories? This is going to come up. So Shiloh, about it's after the Seder, and you want to polish your the bechers that you only use for the Seder, and you want to polish the Seder plate, and you want to put things away. You want to take them down to the basement. Oh, you know, basements of Florida. You want to wherever you want to put them. You want to in your shed, etc. Are you allowed to do that? So Rav David Zucker said, no, we're definitely not allowed to polish anything. There's no Tzorech HaMoed, and even if it's a Melechas Hedyot, but it's not Tzorech HaMoed, it's just to, just save time afterwards. So to polish stuff for sure, polish or wash stuff which doesn't need otherwise, which could stay, nothing that stuff that's filthy and it needs to be washed, pashal, covered other, but just stuff that needs to be washed and to be put away. You wash it again or you polish it, definitely cannot be done. In terms of packing it up and carrying it out to the shed, It depends. He said, and here's what he said, to invest a lot of tircha in that, you could not do. Very often it might be. It might be major tircha. Or let's say somebody, they're leaving. They're only home the first days, and they're going away for the last days. And they want to put, they made Pesach, they took everything out, they want to put everything back. So they want to come back Yisroch and get the kids back to school and you know, not come back to a home. That's all Pesach dick. So he said that most likely that's going to be tircha yisera to have to do that, and all the packing and the schlepping and the back out, just like it was tircha yisera to bring it out. So he said that cannot be done. If it's a simple thing and you're talking about, you know, a few items to put in a box and put, you know, it's a kalufiya inyan. He said this is where it's hard to define exactly what where the cutoff of tircha yisera is, but that would be the kaveya. So let me just list maybe just the last one. If two shilas here, that a person's dishwasher broke erev yontif and there's no way to get it fixed before yontif, could they have it fixed chalamoy? There was a pesach like a dishwasher. Could they have it fixed? They were washing the dishes that they used to prepare for Yontif, Pesach, and it broke. So could they have it fixed on Chol HaMoed? So we said before, if your stove breaks, your oven breaks, and you need it for car, then you can. Even with a Maisa Uman, that's considered Tzarchi Echila, it's Mutil Tzarchi HaMoed. But he said a dishwasher is not. It has to be something that's directly, like the Tanur, directly for the preparation of the food, not for washing the dishes afterwards. Even Aydei Akum, he said, we asked her to do it. And he didn't feel it was a justifiable reason even to be mati, even if we'll call shvus to shvus. He felt it would not be mutter, you have to do it. On the other hand, I asked him about another time about fixing a refrigerator. They had a new refrigerator. They needed an electrician to fix the electricity they had was not sufficient to hold another refrigerator. And they felt they needed another refrigerator for Tzarcha Yontif, you know, for the rest of Chol HaMoed and Yontif. So he said if it's an emes tzarech, if they really need the extra refrigerator, then you can. That's called ochel nefesh. To have a refrigerator that's keeping the food from spoiling, that's considered tzarcha ochel nefesh mamish, and that would be mutter even a day melechas uman, provided it was something that it was a genuine need. Okay. In deference to the time, we'll stop there.
A Rebbe wants a pair of worksheets.